You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Jam on the Hill, and I'm your host, Tara Wipke. I thought because of the exam week this week and everything that we should listen to some calm music because I'm stressed, so let's listen to some nice Beatles. And let's start it off with Octopus's Garden.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. Be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Thank you.
So, I don't know about everyone else, but my favorite Beatles members are Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, because I just like their songs, and then Ringo Starr always writes the happiest little songs. Like, when I was a kid, I thought, I didn't realize that Yellow Submarine was, like, the Beatles song. I thought it was, like, a special song just for me or something. So let's listen to Yellow Submarine.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green. Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt. Do
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. As you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
So the next song I want to play is called Blackbird, and it was actually inspired by two women that Paul McCartney met, Thelma Mothershed-Waugh and Elizabeth Beckford, which were two members of the Little Rock Nine, and he was so inspired that he wrote Blackbird, and it's a beautiful song, so let's hear it.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Thank you.
started singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets
You'll be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? We'll be right back.
his mom.
He's the all-American bullet-headed Saxon mother's son.
All the children sing,
hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
Deep in the jungle where the mighty tiger lies, Bill and his elephants were taken by surprise.
So Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
All the children sing,
hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
The children asked him if to kill was not a sin.
Not when he looked so fierce.
His mommy butted in.
If looks could kill, it would have been us instead of him.
All the children sing,
hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Did you kill Bungalow Bill? Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Yeah.
Would you stand up and walk out on
Well, that's all for today for Jam on the Hill. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and remember to get a little help from your friends because the exam season is tough and the Christmas season can be stressful. Stay tuned for Everything Irish.